Last week in Acts chapter 15, we heard how the church came together to solve a major problem. They came together in Jerusalem in order to seek out the truth, and then they were walking together in it. So why then, in our reading for this evening, do we hear about a sharp disagreement? One so severe that Paul and Barnabas choose to separate from each other. What is going on? What is Luke's point? Well, it helps first to understand what the disagreement was all about. Because Paul, in our reading, wants to go back to the churches from the first missionary trip. He wants to see how they're doing. He wants to encourage them. He wants to help them through any problems that they may have. He just wants to be a blessing to them. And Barnabas, for his part, fully agrees with this. He's totally on board to go right along with Paul. But once they get to trying to decide who to take along with them, that's when they run into trouble. Because Barnabas wanted to take along John, who is also called Mark. But who is John Mark? Well, it appears that there is nobody else in the New Testament that is named Mark. So it is quite possible that John Mark is the Mark, the one who wrote the second gospel. Again, maybe, maybe not. But there's other things that we're told about him in the New Testament that are much more certain. In Colossians 4, for example, we're told that John Mark is Barnabas' cousin. And maybe that was influencing Barnabas' decision here. And earlier in Acts, we are told that Mark went along with Paul and Barnabas on the first trip, and he traveled all throughout Crete with them. Mark was there when they spoke to the governor, and Mark was there when they dealt with Bar-Jesus. But Luke tells us in Acts chapter 13 that Mark left them when they went north to the mainland and chose instead to return to Jerusalem. Why? We're not told exactly why. Maybe it was an emergency. Maybe he had cold feet. Maybe something convinced him to go home. Well, whatever it was, God only knows. But whatever the reason was, Mark had proved to be unreliable in the past. And that was the source of the conflict now. Paul didn't want to take him along, because on the one hand, they would be going as a small group. And they definitely were going into potential danger. If you remember, previously in Acts, Paul had been nearly stoned to death. And since the group had to be tight-knit, they had to rely on each other at a moment's notice. And it seemed unwise to Paul to take someone along who had proven himself unreliable in the past. How were they sure that it would not happen again? It was better, Paul thought, to leave him behind. But Barnabas wanted to take him along. Being his cousin might have had something to do with it, but I think it's more likely that Barnabas simply wanted to give Mark a second chance. He wanted to give him an opportunity to redeem himself. He wanted to help him along, maybe even build up his confidence so that things would be better in the future. In that sense, Barnabas thought, it was better to take him along. But when we look at it in that way, Christians, we can see that this was a legitimate disagreement. Paul was thinking more in terms of the group. Barnabas seemed to be thinking more in terms of the individual. And disagreements like these do arise in the church from time to time. And the difference with the first part of this chapter, then, is that the first part of this chapter was dealing with false teachings. That was a matter of life and death. You can't have any room for compromise in a case like that. You needed to resolve it once and for all, which is what they did. But we're not dealing with false teachings here. If anything, it's more of a disagreement about what to do. And sometimes in a case like this, the best thing to do is to separate, as Paul and Barnabas do. so that the work can continue and not boil over into something worse. But let me be very clear here, Christians. I'm not saying that we should separate whenever disagreements occur. Sometimes a separation is the best solution, but it is not always the best solution. If we think like that, thinking that we should always just immediately separate, well then, we're going to be too quick to run our own way. We're going to refuse to go along. Separation in that sense should always be a last resort and not the first thing that we do. It's better to work together, even to go someone else's way, if it means the good of all. To put it a little bit differently, disagreements must not be about me. It can't be about my feelings or my desire for control or my desire to do whatever I want, so that I end up insisting on my own way and at whatever cost that may be. If that had been the case with Paul and Barnabas, then it would have been a disaster for the church. It would have torn it apart and caused sinful conflict and division. Christians, we must not seek to have our will done on earth as it is in heaven, putting the emphasis on me and on what I want. Rather, we should always seek what is best, so that the church is always built up, even if that means that we have to separate for a time in order to do it. Because yes, we can have legitimate disagreements. We can be totally selfless. We can be totally seeking someone else's good in everything and yet still disagree. And in cases like that, we may very well need to separate for a time for the good of the church, letting God work even through our temporary division to the glory of his name. Barnabas, after all, took Mark to Cyprus, where he had gone with them before. He's working in an area familiar to him and a little closer to home, probably to help build him up. And Paul took Silas and went on the original plan, visiting the churches that they had been to before, so that he would be beginning what is known as the second missionary journey. But both of them, we are told, were commended by the church to the grace of God. Both of them received their blessing. And God used their separation to bring about an even greater blessing, so that there were two trips instead of just one. And Christians, if we look outside the book of Acts, we can see that this was not a bitter fight. In fact, we can tell that Paul later changed his mind about Mark. In Colossians 4, it says this, "Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him." Why would Paul tell the Colossians to welcome Mark if he still thought him unreliable? And again in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul says, "Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry." Later, calling him useful for ministry shows that things have changed indeed. Now, this was not a grudge, with both sides refusing to budge. Paul and Barnabas were brought together again. And Paul, it seems, came to see that Barnabas was right to give Mark a second chance. And Barnabas likely, for his part, saw that Paul was also right to be a little hesitant at first. If it had been a battle of egos, a matter of the will, things would never have changed. But they did change. And God used their temporary disagreement to bless the church even more, spreading the gospel even further abroad than it had been before. And he also used it to build up a troubled servant of God. So that if Mark was indeed the one who wrote the gospel, God would go on to use him for even greater things. So Christians, let us seek unity. God has called us to walk together in peace. And in those moments when we do disagree, let us do what is best for all, so that God may be glorified and we may be built up as one body in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, let not our will, but your will be done, so that we may be built up in peace to the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.